Aloha, friends, and welcome to 6-Bit Storybooks Podcast, a podcast determined to stop you in your creative tracks. No, not really stop you, but definitely get you to slow down a bit and focus on your creativity, the beauty that you create. I'm your hostess, Melissa, chief encourager and planner behind the 6-Bit Storybooks Publications. And my job here on the podcast is to bring you opportunities of thoughtful reflection, which should not be confused with falling asleep or downshifting to a crawl. My busiest moments happen when I stop for a moment to think about things, to observe things. Do you ever get that? You think you're going to just stop and relax? And that moment that you think you're going to stare off into space, all of a sudden your mind just wanders and takes you on this incredible journey. I'm usually joined by someone as I sit with you here, but this week it's just you and me. So grab your knitting, set up your wheel. For those of you driving on the commute to work, hang in there. Your moment will come. You'll have a chance to be crafty too. For right now, I'm just stoked that I'm in your car, in your commute with you, wherever you are. But whatever you're doing, let's join each other for some quality time together. Well, as we begin episode 14, which I'm entitling The Year of 100 No's, I'd like to first thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, you could let us know and win a chance at free yarn. How do you do that? You just simply leave an iTunes review, and once a month we draw from those reviews a person to announce as a winner. But you have to listen to see if it's you. We announce the winner on the podcast towards the end of each month. It's usually the last podcast of the month. And if you tuned in last week, you heard the winner announced. You have until the following month to lay claim to your prize. So share some aloha with us by way of iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it. And I'd also like to wish Melody, who's B Mandarins, a speedy recovery from the flu. We were set to record today, earlier, but she's not feeling well. So be sure to drop her a line and tell her that you miss her. I know I do. Today I'd like to hear from you. It's a new year, and you probably have big plans. Is this the year that you knit your first sweater? Oh my goodness. Things to decide. Is it going to be a pullover or a cardigan? Which ones are on your list? Maybe this is your year of bling. Will you be stretching yourself to try adding beads to things? And if you decide that's what you're going to do, Laura Nelkin is queen, and you absolutely want to hook up with that beading diva. Laura Nelkin, beading with yarn, she's amazing. Maybe your goal is less creating and more exploration or learning, perhaps. Will you be reading up on a particular breed of sheep, or an area or a region and its influence, perhaps, on wool production? Me? My plan this year is 100 no's. Yes, no's. I mean, correct. You heard me right. My goal is to get 100 no's. I have a few no categories on my checklist. And if you'd care to hear, I'm actually kind of stoked to share. The first category of no's is personal. No, nope, nada. I'm going to try all the things this year in an effort to get no's. Yeah, it's not clear yet, maybe, for you what I'm talking about, but just wait. What's all this no stuff, right? So what I did is I made a list, a long list, and I'm adding to it each day. I don't believe in this hobbledy-hoy of just on January 1st, you have to know what your goal is for the year. I like to take the whole month and then stretch the month out into the next month. And you know what? Sometimes I even wind up stretching it out further than that. But I'm taking my time and I am writing things down on my list. And I'm going to try each item on it. If it's awesome, I win. If I hate it and I say no, not for me, I still win. I can use my no to make my list grow. You know, that no, putting it on my list makes my 100 no's for the year stellar. Okay, so are you still thinking I'm cray cray? All right, hang on. There's more. Oh yes, there is more. This podcast, I have begun. Actually, I began last November with a list of all the topics that I want to dig into, really to explore and help us as a community of knitters that love and are passionate about yarn and fiber and knitting. I wanted to learn and grow by the way we learn and share together. So after making this mondo huge list, I organized the 4 heartbeat topics that were on there. Not just ones that were close to my heart, but 4 that made my heart beat. And by heartbeat, I should further clarify, those topics were ones that made my heart beat or race so fiercely because the idea of sharing them scared me. No. Not that the topics are scary, like horror flick kind of productions for knitting. No, it's the next part that I'm going to share with you. So what I did is I looked at all of these topics and I kind of made a sublist of who are the voices? Who was the authority? Who were the people that I could be looking to for an example? And then that would be so, so wonderful to hear those voices on this podcast. And you know what? My impressive list of amazing folks scared me. Not because they're not anything but amazingly wonderful, beautiful people, but because the idea is to approach these talented people and ask them to visit here with me and you and mentor us, develop us, beautify our craft. So the 100 no's is the fear antidote for me. If my goal is to get 100 people to kindly but firmly tell me no, they can't make it on this podcast, I win. If they say yes and they do come on the podcast, I still win. And so do you. I won't be sharing who says no with you, but I will give you all a weekly count and we can celebrate those no's together. I will also share those that say yes. And when I do, I would love for you to celebrate with me then too. Well, this is a knitting related podcast. So what does the aforementioned bit have to do with your knitting? Because in reality, you're listening kind of to hear me, but more to hear what's in it for you. Well, you might be asking, what's in it for you? What's in it for you? And I like that. That's why I'm glad we're friends. You ask the very best questions. You really do. The application for you and your knitting could be a number of things. Okay, I'm thinking here what those number of things could be. Why not make a no list of your own? maybe you could start with 10. You don't have to get as crazy as me. I like to go over the top. And for me, it's not going to bother me in the least if I only get 70 no's or 7 no's. The fact that I put 100 out there is just, for me, it's what makes me tick. I love to dream big. But you could maybe make a 10 no list. And for yarn related, it could be perhaps experimenting with a new knitting adventure to get 10 no's. Try knitting with DPNs. Double pointed needles, just in case. Already tried it? Well, you could try it again. You like it? Great. Hate it? Great. Record that no, do a happy dance, and just move on. Do you think that you hate Entrelac? Find some fabulous. And by fabulous, I mean, like, if you know that you do not like a particular thing in knitting, find some stellar yarn, and all of a sudden, you just can't wait to do what you don't like. I will tell you about that another time, because I speak from experience. Anyways, find a yarn that you love, needles that are trusty friends, and commit to a small Entrelac mug rug. Or make a stole. Or go somewhere in between with a headband, right? Finish the project that you start, though, after giving it your all. And record your yes or your no and move on. Does it sound crazy? It probably is, but it might just be the kick in the pants that somebody needs. I'm talking to me. You see, with our goal of no's, you and I are freed up. We try it and we like it. Yay. We try it. We suck at it. So what? The point is, so many lives are lived not like you hear about in constant fear and trembling and on the brink of something scary. I mean, we are talking about knitting here. We're talking about fiber love here. So it's not anything that's life or death or that terrible road not taken. But it kind of is too, because so many lives get lived in routine of it all. You know? You, dear listener, you are not routine. You are extra extraordinary. No, I said that wrong. Blah, blah, blah. That and abominable. I went to go see Sherlock, the new one, the one that just came out in the theaters. I was so stoked. My son, my husband, and I went and saw it. That word and extraordinary are hard for some reason for me to say. They're not hard words. I just get tongue-tied on them. Okay, recap. You are not routine. You are extra extraordinary. You are amazing. You are fabulous. You are so appreciated by me for taking the time to listen to me. So, on that note, since you're amazing, get a few no's. Be amazing and get a few no's on your list and use them as affirmation. Your list of 100 no's, your list of 10 no's, you got to get out there to do it. I'm thinking of making a no club. I'm definitely going to make a 100 years of no's hashtag. Maybe everyone should earn like a special badge, like in Scouts or Brownies. Oh my gosh, I was so motivated by that. The idea is, if you are going to fail, as so many of us fear, can we not just fail forward? If we are going to get rejected, can we not flip our mindset for it to work in our favor? I mean, seriously. So make your list. Small toys, color work, knitting with orange, visiting a knitting group, watching a new podcast, returning to an old one. Kick it up a notch too for your no list. You know, you have this list of things that you're doing. You don't have to like make out what you're going to do first. just do something. And if somebody says no, write it down and put a number 1 or a number 7 or a number 82 next to it. For example, you could give a stranger a learn to knit kit that you yourself have made. You gather things together, you put it together for them. Who the heck cares if they don't even use it? But holy cow, what if they do use it? Or even better, what if they know the perfect person it would be the best thing ever for? And if that stranger takes it, you win. If that stranger says no thank you, boom, you get your no and you get to try for another no. Another opportunity for a no. I know some of you are shaking your head and think I've lost it, but seriously, rewind it and listen. It actually is all in the way we're thinking about it. Head to the nursing home with knitted flowers on bobby pins to let the ladies there have them and feel special. And I'm going to tell you what, if you get a no at the nursing home, it counts for 50 no's right then and there. Make a trip to the library for a special book that you know that you want on knitting. No, not there. Oh my goodness. You get your point for your no list. But we're going to continue on with this one. Try donating some of your old books to the library from your personal knitting library. If they say no, you again get double points. But you're not going to give up, okay? Ask if you can purchase a gift subscription to Pom Pom Quarterly for your library. Yes, see? You and everyone wins. And if they say no, hello, you get to win again. And you can renew your subscription for an extra year with the money that you saved by not buying a library that. See, it's all in how you think about it. You might be laughing, which is good. That's partially the point. It's a new year. It's a new month. It's a new day. Heck, you're about to get ready to take a new breath right now. It's always the first time for a fresh start. Don't let the fact that January is already a week or so in kind of screw with your thinking for I haven't done this or I haven't done that. This very moment, start again. In the next 10 minutes, start again. Give yourself the grace that you deserve. You're a maker. You're a creator of fabulous things. It's always time for the fresh start. My fresh start is collecting 100 no's and some yeses on the way. I've already got the makings of the 6 Bits podcast first theme underway. We will be talking about making your dwelling. And the folks coming by to share will have you enriched and me humbled. And in search of more no's. Because if they say yes and they come on, shoot, they're not helping me with my list. Just kidding. So, did you enjoy any moment with me at all today? If so, this is the super important part. Don't miss this. If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting the sources that make it possible. Our newest issue of 6-Bit Storybooks is coming out at the end of January. Purchasing a copy directly supports this podcast, plus a lot of other creative spirits. This podcast is also made possible because of the generous, let me tell you, generous love of Infinite Twist Yarn. It is a yarn company that I am unashamedly proud to yammer on about. I am unashamed of sharing it. Kate Carter Evans kills it. I mean, just makes the most beautiful everythings. When it comes to putting together kits, she also is super incredible. There's beautiful yarn, amazing patterns, extra special treats, and the source of my favorite knitting needles ever are always in her kits. No kidding. Visit www.infinitetwist.com and take a look. I think she has a range of things. I know my personal pattern has a kit that's supported there. If you got the first issue of Unearth, Karen's were beautiful little leg warmers. If you've never knit kind of a fun little project in the round, her kit is under $30. I think it's actually under $26. Fabulous. Everything you could ever want in there. They're bigger projects. Just fabulous, amazing assortment of things from Infinite Twist. All right. Well, before you head off to gather your nose, you can also support this podcast. No cost at all. But you can support us by dropping me actually an email and telling me your New Year's resolution, perhaps your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your struggles. Hey, I'm here to support you. I'm here to cheer for you, right? For immediate connection, I'm on Instagram as mskinits, and this podcast is on there as 6 little dot bits, B-I-T-S, another little dot, storybooks. Show me what you are up to. And after you snap a glorious picture of whatever is on your needles, in the comments, tell me what's happening. Take a minute and tell your story. Be sure that you call me out in the comments with the little @ and mskinits so I'm alerted, okay? And finally, if you know somebody that could use a good word like, hey you, you are valuable, then share this podcast. Because if you are listening, know this. I am thankful for you. I do know you are special. You are wonderful. You're a creation creatively creating amazing things. Try saying that 3 times fast. So whether you are listening from the start of this podcast's beginnings, or someone just told you about 6 bits, I'm grateful for you. Now, let's go get some nose, shall we? Until next time, aloha.